Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. Today we're going to discuss this week's worth of GH and anything new that's happening behind the scenes or off screen. Of course, I couldn't do this without Cody, my work husband slash pain in my butt. And today we have something new because, you know, nobody listens to this show when it's just me and Cody. So we have a special guest joining us, and y'all may know him from his like daily GH recaps on YouTube, Davon Brown. So let's get started. We have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do. Hey, Em.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, guys.
All right. Well, let's see. What are y'all? What have y'all been up to today? We'll get that out of the way first.
You know what I've been texting you screenshots all day.
Yeah, he's been tweeting and texting me screenshots today, people.
Yep.
Davon, what about you?
I have been Snapchatting and Instagramming and tweeting and basically all of that about the podcast and been at work at the same time while doing it.
Well,
so
that's
awesome. I don't think the bosses were happy about it, but I digress.
But hey, you know what happens, right? I used to do it.
They have to get over it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let's jump right in. Let's start with let's talk about our favorite moments of this week. So stuff that stood out to you guys. So whoever wants to go first, I'll go last.
My favorite moment, Laura and Tracy scene, because they're so rare.
Yay.
I mean, the last time I seen the two of them by themselves, I think was back in 2008, I think. It was so long ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And it's so rare. So I love that. It stood out. It really did.
Yeah, I like that too.
And that was probably one of my favorite moments. Of course, you know, any scene with Amy Rowan in it, I'm gonna love it. So,
yeah,
I know you're like in love with her. Okay, and what
completely.
Else? Do you have anything
just,
else?
You know, I'm trying to think. Not really, to be completely honest with you.
All right. Well, I like the Laura and Tracy scenes because I think they're hilarious together and without having to try. But I like Robert and Anna scenes where they were in the jail cell. That was funny. And
yeah, it's always good to see them.
Nicholas, I like Nicholas's, like, shotgun, you know, Vegas wedding. So,
mm-hmm.
It was lots of good stuff.
Oh,
I thought that was so funny.
And the
prenup was even better.
The preacher mispronouncing Nick's name. That was hilarious.
I know. Well, first of all, when he called, I don't know if y'all know, but my Instagram, for anybody that's listening and doesn't know, is at Princess Cassidine because he's the love of my life. So when he called her that, I was like, that's my gig. Like, just straight up, that is my name.
Yep. You know, I texted you, I was like, I don't know if you're watching it now, but Nick just said Princess Cassidine on air.
Yeah, he texted me. He's like, he called her Princess Cassidine, and I was like, that is my line. But
he might have some competition.
I was into that. Yeah, she's got competition, but, you know, unattainable
from
competition.
From what I've heard,
but,
from what I've heard, Elizabeth might be the new competition, though.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, because, you know, you got to always throw her in the
mix. A bit.
When it comes
yep,
to the
I heard that. When the house burns down, Nicholas, of course, is going to offer her to live at Windermere.
Ah, that would
so
that
all hell
sense.
Is about
I think
to
I read
loose.
That on GH Happening. Yeah, probably. Them kids, okay, that kid of hers needs an exorcism. Just like
he
straight
yeah,
up,
yeah,
you know. That kid needs Jesus. I don't know what his problem is. I don't like it. He needs to be in the corner, like an exorcism. I don't know. But that kid needs to behave. Like, we didn't act like that when I was growing up. Like, I'm from the South. You don't act like that.
No.
We don't not act like that.
You get institutionalized for that. You get institutionalized
for that. Yeah,
for sure.
That kid is twisted.
Right.
The picture that he drew looked like something from The Ring.
Yeah, I saw your review that day when you were talking about that.
It really did. I knew it was Sam, but still, it looked like that girl.
There's some twisted stuff. That kid needs some help, for sure. I'm not into that. But how?
I wonder if the writer told her that.
I don't know what the thought of. I don't know where they think of this. Do they have some twisted kids? It makes me wonder, like, where are you getting these ideas?
I mean, that's where Jocelyn got the idea, I think, for the corn outfits every Halloween. That will always make me think of Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
The kids are weird.
But I'm thinking, the kids are weird. They're all twisted. Like, and
the only normal one is Spencer.
Yeah, I like him too, but he smarts off too. I'm like, if I had to say that to my mom, nope.
You would be a deer in the woods
next week. Exactly.
Yeah.
A very big deer.
But yeah, I saw that in your review the day that you said that looked like something from that movie. And I was like, well, you know, that kid's a little twisted, so that explains it. But I'm thinking, I want to know what Helena did to this kid, because clearly she screwed him up. Or maybe that was the first car. I don't know. But
from
I'm
what
really
I heard,
intrigued by him.
He's not really the son that he was when he died.
Mm.
Yeah, that's that
from what
sense.
I heard.
I mean, yeah, I can see that.
What's really going to intrigue me is the reading of Helena's will.
I can't wait for that. That is so classic.
Some people, some people said that why are they doing this so long after her death?
Right.
But
well,
it kind of makes sense because some wills, they do have to go through the probate court before they're officially read. So I'm guessing that the writers are doing this from a realism standpoint.
Maybe.
Right,
but,
and I mean, they had to clear up her estate. I mean, she had all these holdings and
all these foreign accounts
and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure they had to, like, take care of that.
That's the confusing part, because Nicholas owns everything. Helena owned really nothing.
Right.
The
right.
money
yeah,
she used was
all
Cassadine
all
owned. She had an allowance.
That's true.
So, I was kind of figuring,
maybe they're trying to be
realistic,
but they didn't think of it, you know?
Maybe she's going to leave Laura her furs, her minks.
Oh, my goodness, I would die.
You know, she was, remember New Year's? New Year's 2015, she had the white mink hat and the white mink coat. I loved it.
Yeah, she looked great.
She looked flawless.
She's so great. I think she's fantastic, and I think she dresses to, like, she is so great, the way she dresses and the way she just carries herself in this role. But I'm thinking, and I don't know how true this is, but she's calling Laura to this will reading. I've got a feeling that Luke Spencer is going to be showing up.
Yeah, a lot of
because,
people.
Because,
that's been floating around.
Yeah, they cannot have this, like, and have Laura involved in it and not have him involved, which, of course, he'd be involved if Laura is. So, like, she'd call Luke and Laura back to it, because that's so typically Helena Cassadine to invite them. But she's not going to invite one without the other, and Luke's not going to be like, no, I'm not showing up. So I'm thinking that he's going to be showing up for that.
I'm intrigued by this.
Me too. And what if, do you have any ideas, either of you guys, who Michael Easton's new character will be or anything you'd like to see?
Okay. I was hoping you would have asked this question, because... like, a bunch of reliable sites have said Paul Hornsby was talking about, the guy Dixon, the major mob boss.
Right.
He's coming in as Dixon.
Yeah, I've been seeing that on Twitter.
Yeah
that's what I heard.
I've been seeing that on Twitter, and then someone told me yesterday, one of my friends, and I don't know where she got it, but I think she sent me an article or something saying that he wouldn't be mob-related. So I have no idea. If he's not mob-related, which he very well could be Dixon, but if he's not,
like,
then I wonder who he'll be. What if he's like one of Helena's attorneys or something?
Oh, God. Here's the thing about Michael Easton. When he played, the only character that he's ever played that had any type of personality was Caleb Morley. The only character. The other characters, really no personality. It was all just bland, like he was phoning it in.
I was really into John McVane, but I did not like Silas, and I wasn't into,
I
like that
John
vampire
McVane
story we had going on.
Yeah, it was action.
Yeah, I liked him
he
as John.
Excels
and
at action.
I liked John and Sam, but I didn't like Silas and Sam, because Silas was so boring to me. Like,
Sam
like paint-drying boring.
She likes
Yeah,
adventure.
And I liked her and John. I didn't get that whole Sam with the doctor thing. And then she goes after another doctor. And it was like, I liked her and Patrick all right for a while, but that wasn't her thing at all. She's not this little housewife married to a doctor. Like, that's not who she is.
Yeah, that's not her. That's Elizabeth. That's
but
not
I liked
her
and John. But they can't make him John McVane because of that lawsuit. But I would love that because I did like him, but I didn't.
Sam
like
is definitely.
I'm glad Tyler died.
Sam is definitely not the big cookie soccer mom type of person.
Yeah, not
definitely
at all.
Definitely not.
She's not a housewife. Like, she isn't about that staying at home with the kids thing. No. But
yeah, she's definitely not.
How are you guys team Jason and Sam? Like, do you want them back together? Are you rooting for them?
With the storyline lately, I've been on the edge of it. I've been teetering. At this point, I was like, you know what? I don't even care. I said, they get back together, they do. They don't, whatever. Just do something.
Yeah, I was really
into it. Because the storyline's been
going. Yeah, and it's been going for so long. Like, I was really into it when he first, like, when he first left Elizabeth and he kissed Sam and all that. Like, I was like, yes, get your woman. Now I'm like, okay, I'm bored of this. Can you just go get her and, like, end up with her? Because we all know that's where it's going, most likely.
Yeah.
So, like, can you just make it happen?
Because I'm
getting
tired
of it
dragging
out.
They don't
want to
make it easy, though.
Well, Jason and Sam never had it easy, though, so.
No, never did.
Jason and Sam fashion. The shippers went crazy the other day when she had the hallucination of him and he said, just run to me. Like, the shippers, like, died on Twitter. Like, everyone was freaking out because he said that to her before.
Yep.
And it was so funny because my friend, she never watches the show. She only watches when Jason and Sam are on. And she stopped watching a long time ago. And she texted me and she said, did you watch today? And I said, yeah, did you? She said, no, what happened? And I told her about Jason and Sam. And she's like, don't play with me. I was like, it really happened. But then she got into it, of course. But, okay, how do y'all feel about the Parker and Christina thing?
Oh, God. I think this is, I like it because it's new.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
something different.
It's new.
I like it.
Like you said, of course, we've seen a student-teacher relationships sometimes in the past, but never this angle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and we don't know exactly what the situation, like, because we've had, like, a couple of different stories from Christina, so we don't really know all of the details or exactly what happened, and it's really
I feel like it's she said, basically, at this point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, my thought originally was that, like, Christina might have flirted with her or whatever, or maybe not. Maybe Christina just thought, or maybe the teacher just thought that she was into her, and so she propositioned Christina, and Christina turned her down, maybe, and then later on
she realized
she
could. Yeah,
because,
you know, you put a hand on a shoulder, and they interpreted it wrong. Maybe it could have been.
Well, and then later, Christina thought if she, you know, the teacher's into her, and she, you know, needs this grade, that she could go and, like, offer the teacher sex, and then the teacher reported it. Like, I was thinking maybe Christina did it for the grade, you know, after a while of, like, flirting with her or whatever. She did it for the grade and then got in trouble, even though the teacher had propositioned her.
Right. You know, and I want to go back to something you said, Em. This really irks me. People who... you know, nothing much irks me. You know that about me, don't you?
Yeah.
And nothing much
really... show really bothers him.
No.
Except Elizabeth.
But something does irk me, and I feel like it needs to be addressed. People who watch a show for just a one actor or a one character.
Yes.
That's just completely just blows my mind. I don't know why you would do
it. Well, see, Sammy watches for, like, Jason and Sam's her main interest, but she is into, like, Christina and all that stuff. And, like, you know, all of the Davis family, but I don't understand people who watch. Like, people who watch just for Laura Spencer, you've got a sad, sad thing going on. If you're just, because Laura's
I
my favorite.
I hate it.
And I, me too, and I love
I
Laura,
it.
But, like, don't just watch for Laura and then complain about the show. Like, you're going to have complaints if you only watch for Laura because she's not doing
a
whole lot.
Laura's been a disappointment this go around.
Yeah.
I have not been like that this go around.
More.
Yeah,
and she's
very
my favorite
much more out of her.
Show. Like, I love Jeannie Francis. Like, I have autographed pictures of her on my wall and all that. So, what rumor?
Did you hear the rumor about her that her and Sonny might be getting involved? I said hell.
Oh,
no.
I saw that a while back. Yes, no, because Sonny and Carly are finally happy. I'm not into that. But a lot of people think that
their
happiness character will be her.
I know everybody's been saying that.
Love interest.
I'm not feeling that.
But I don't.
If he's a bad guy,
to be completely honest with you.
And I don't think that that's what's going to happen at all.
Oh, you know what?
I
meant to bring this up.
Sticker with.
Bring this up earlier when I mentioned the Tracy Laura thing. I don't know if anybody noticed, but Tracy was yawning and stuff like that, kind of feeling tired. From what I've heard, there's a medical situation coming up with her. That's what causes the tiredness.
Oh, that makes
I think
sense,
it might be
cause it was
cancer.
Really weird.
I think it might be cancer.
Yeah.
They might come up with
that
for her.
For her.
Yeah, she never yawns during a scene.
Mm-mm.
No.
You
I
talk
don't
about taking a nap?
About it, but I thought it was kind of weird at the time. And Tracy, you know, Tracy, Jane Elliott's a really talented actress. I know a lot of people, okay, I am like the biggest Laura Spencer fan, but I don't hate Tracy, which is like the unpopular opinion.
I love her.
Yeah, I do too.
I love her.
And I think that Jane is so talented, and I honestly, like, that would be a good story. I mean, it would kind of suck for Tracy, but it would be
but
a good story.
I have to ask you guys this question, though. With this ELQ battle going on, because a lot of people are conflicted. They're like, okay, Michael should be CEO. At this point, I feel Tracy should regain the CEO position because she's the only Quartermain fighting to get it back.
Yeah.
The only one.
But I don't care about you at this point. Like, it's stupid. Just give it back to her. She's going to end up with it back anyway. Like, they're beating a dead horse. Just give it back, you know?
I think Tracy should be the Catherine Chancellor of this show.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think she should be. She definitely should.
I'm
I think it's time
totally
for the Quartermains to be billionaires.
Mm-hmm. And, while we're on the subject of people being underused this time around, there's somebody that I've been really, really high on since he from the scene, and they don't use this man enough, is Taquan Richmond.
Yes,
he's great.
Very underused.
I think.
But I heard that he has
a
project in the works.
Right.
I heard he has a new project.
Yeah.
I think coming out on HBO.
Yeah.
It's on one of the premium channels, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard he also has
the,
some good stuff
Twitter.
Coming up for GH.
That's good because I like him for sure.
He tweeted that.
Good.
He tweeted that a while back that he had some new storylines coming up. So he's definitely not out the game yet.
Right.
Yeah, I like
him and Molly.
And I like Tia. I like them.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
I already
like
have something interesting coming up.
Remember that time when there was that whole storyline about her, like, losing it to him and all that, and then it never went anywhere after Alexis caught him?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was never revisited?
You know what? She was supposed to have the bipolar disorder. But I think they decided to drop it and give it to Morgan since it made more sense for Morgan to have it. She was the one that was supposed to get it.
I think it'd be a good story if maybe Christina ended up having that or something. And
yeah.
She had that story.
Because it would explain.
She found out about it.
I think it would explain her being bicurious in
yeah,
some of her erratic
like,
decisions.
You know, she had all these. I mean, she had several boyfriends before, and now all of a sudden she's getting with this female teacher. That's a big shock and a big change.
It's a little
it is.
Out of character. It's a little out of character.
Yeah, for sure. And
yeah,
a lot
it
of
is.
People for a while.
Because she never showed interest.
This is
true. But I mean,
but I like
for
it,
a long
though.
Time have been pushing for the lesbians on GH, but like you could have, you know, created one instead of just making this random decision and just throwing it out there, you know?
Here's the thing
but
about the lesbian storyline. I like the storyline that they're doing for her, but I feel like it's kind of a slap in the face to other people that invested the time in the Brad and Lucas relationship, and they dropped it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like they should have moved forward with that.
Yeah. I am into the new Doctor. What about you guys? I like him.
I have to get to know him first because every new character that comes on the show, I side-eye them.
Mm-hmm.
Because all
yeah.
of them have an agenda. They all do.
Right.
Some of them, like Britt, flew under my radar. Well, she was a bitch from the get-go, so it wasn't no, I knew what she, where her game was.
Right.
The
right.
other ones, they flew completely under my radar.
Right.
I did
like,
not see
but
it coming.
I liked him so far, and I thought that mm-hmm. scene with Sonny was really good, and I feel like he had that classic soap character vibe going on for me, and I think that he's going to end up somehow being connected to Stone or maybe to Robin.
You know what I heard?
Scene.
I heard Elizabeth has her eyes on her.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. She's got her eyes on everything in Fort Charles.
It's either him or Franco.
Lord, I hope it's not Franco. Can you imagine?
speaking of Franco, I'm not sure about this baby storyline.
Me either.
I'm
They're
not
gonna
sure
ruin
about
Franco
it
and Nina.
They said that she was menopausal.
Yeah. But that could have,
I think the writers are changing
script.
History.
Well,
I think the writers are changing
history because.
This,
yeah, I can see that, but if you know, it was Britt that told her that. Britt could have just been vindictive or something, you know.
True. Very
over
true.
Not having a baby, so they could spin it like that any day. Because
yeah, they
I mean,
could.
She is older, but she's not that old, surely.
No,
I don't
no,
think
no,
Nina's,
no. It was,
you know, super old.
Because back in 1999, 2000. It was right after Monica Quartermain had cancer. After she
yeah.
beat the cancer, her and Alan were talking about having another baby. And they had to be 50
yeah.
by then.
And Alexis had kids late in life. I mean,
exactly.
She's
Molly
older.
Was her eighth child.
Right. So, I mean, it's no big deal if they turn it around. But Britt could have just been vindictive over losing her kid.
If
and
they
saying,
could bring Helena,
no, you can't have
if they could bring Helena Cassidy back from the dead 30 times, they can give Nina a baby.
Yeah. Speaking of Helena Cassidy and being dead, you should know that a while back, it was like a few years ago, you know, when Liz and Laura, like, they shot Helena. Okay, so back then, that is like one of my favorite storylines ever, but I made a General Hospital humor video, and I showed them shooting Helena, and as the humor part, I used your little voiceover where you said, it's about time somebody killed that old bitch because old age wasn't going to do it. And I literally downloaded your review and used that little snippet as a voiceover in a video because it made me laugh
yep.
so hard. And so I used that as Helena Cassidy's little death song, and it was hilarious.
Yeah,
but now that, you know, now that we know each other, I can tell you that, yes, you have appeared in one of my General Hospital videos.
They should let Helena die. They should let Helena go out the way Stefano DiMera just went out.
They should, I agree.
But, you know, because I love the way Stefano went out. He laughed even in death. I loved it. It was perfect.
Well, Helena, the scene where Luke shot her, Ron Carlovati screwed me over big time because he said, you know, Luke and Laura have been fighting this war for 30 years. It was time for them to win. So I'm saying, he said she's dead. Like, Luke checked her pulse, okay? She was not breathing. And all of a sudden, she comes back, and I was like, really, Ron? That's the best you could come up with?
Because even Constance Towers, after that happened, did an interview. And she thought that the character Helena was never coming back because she said, that suit that she was wearing, she said, I don't think the writers and the producers would have ruined a perfectly good suit just to bring me back.
Right.
Because of the bullet hole
course,
and stuff.
Constance
and I said, that's true. I said, that is so true.
Fashion. I love that. But
and what was so
yeah,
funny was
that.
At the clinic.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, Tony did an interview too and said that she wouldn't come back. So I was really confused when she did.
You know they like to throw us off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially
sure.
with Helena.
But I'm oh, yeah. And she's, you know, she's like a cat with all them lives. I mean,
you remember at the clinic, she came when Robin was kidnapped at the clinic with Jason Crichton Clark situation. It
yeah.
was so funny to me because she walked through the door, new hairdo, new suit, full face makeup. I said, only Helena.
Yeah.
Only Helena.
Only
after
Helena.
Being shot. You come back as a after a frozen popsicle with a new dude.
And you look like that. I think actually that I remember saying that when that was on to my mother. I was like, only Helena Cassidy comes back in style like that. Because she's always in style. Like, no matter what she's doing,
I love
she's
her.
Styling.
She's elegant. Like, she really is. She's
yeah,
elegant. You're
I
not
agree.
Gonna. You're not gonna get another character
she's so
like
beautiful.
That.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think that's why they really
timeless.
Won't kill her off. I
you
think
know,
that's why they won't kill her off until she really dies in real life.
You know,
yeah.
Speaking
she's
of,
too elegant.
Speaking of these villains, so let me ask you this, man. Who is your favorite GH villain of all time?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, my God. when people ask me that question, I never knew. Yes, it is. It really is. But you know what? My favorite. I mean, Jerry Jackson is among them, of course. I would have to say number one is Helena. I've always been infatuated with Helena
Castle.
I love her. I love her. She's elegant. She really is.
She is
and I thought
the queen, like she walks in like she
I thought Obrecht was going to take the case. I thought Obrecht was going to take over. But, you know, they had different plans for her. But I love Helena.
You know, for me, it's Faith Roscoe because nobody could
wow.
And
that's a
blast.
Literally and figuratively, I twist a knife in you while smiling at you.
I'm glad you mentioned Faith
too.
Because I don't know if you know, I'm happy that you did mention Faith. A while back, like a year ago,
mm-hmm.
I started doing fantasy GH like reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the villains that I resurrected was Faith Roscoe. She was working with a guy who I created as Tracy Quartermain's new husband to steal away the Quartermain fortune, to steal away the country.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And everybody loved it. Everybody told me, they said, wow, Faith Roscoe. They said, I'm surprised you remembered her. I said, listen, I remember all good villains.
But for me,
now I want that to
Faith
come
Roscoe
true.
I love Faith.
Faith Roscoe
they could easily write her back in, though.
Oh, yeah, they're really good.
They said AJ Quartermain hired a guy to kill her, but you can bring her back.
Right.
Yeah, they can bring Helena back 10 times. They can bring her back. They brought Stefan and Stavros and all of them back from the dead 1,000 times.
I want Stefan back.
Well, but I'm a huge Stephen Nichols fan, and I love him on Days, so I'm okay with him, you know, hanging out in Salem.
I'm not happy
now,
with his return to Days.
I was until this whole storyline that's happened like this past
with
week,
Ava.
With the whole Ava thing. That makes me mad. Cody, I know you don't watch Days, but real quick.
Nope.
So Steve and Kayla are so happy and engaged, and they're like in love, and they're my favorite, so I'm thrilled. Well, Ava comes back.
Is
and
a
she
bitch.
Is like, yeah, preach, okay? Like, she kidnaps, well, actually, she hits Kayla in the head and knocks her out.
Bopped her dead over the head.
Dungeon. Yeah. Not locks her in this dungeon, and then her, like, she told Steve that she'd tell him where Kayla was if he'd sleep with her, basically.
And he chose
and
it's
to disgusting.
Wow.
And he chose to do it.
That's a little creepy.
I know, but that's how much he loves Kayla. But that's how much he loves Kayla, guys. Like,
but their son
seriously.
Found, but their son, Jody, found her. And I'm like, come
so
on now,
mean.
Your teenage son can find her, and you decide to sleep with this chick?
And then Joey walked in on Ava and Steve, and it was hilarious to me. And then I was like, why don't Steve? I knew that they were going to get walked in on because they got such a good, like, make-out scene. And I was like, they don't ever get a scene like that unless somebody's going to walk in. Because, I mean, they were going at it in the living room on the couch. And I was like,
going at it like jackrabbits. Just like jackrabbits. Going at it.
Yes. And I was like, somebody has to walk in because they wouldn't be getting this moment if it wasn't going to be like that. Then I was like, why don't Steve and Kayla get scenes like this? I was kind of irritated because, I mean, we see them making out all the time on the couch, but not like that. And there's love.
Like two horny teenagers.
Yes. And I'm bitter over their love scene because Kayla Brady hadn't had it in 10 years. Just like straight up.
I just want to say they have a better makeout scene than I have in real life. I just want to say that.
Yep.
I don't even get that in real life. I get a little peck.
Yeah.
And I'm
well,
young.
I know,
I'm like, come on. There's
same
60.
Here, buddy.
Yeah, that's how I am, and I'm young, too. But
like, they're
seriously,
60.
When,
that's nasty.
I know. And when he came back, here was my thing. When they got back together and she was there in the hotel and all that, see, Kayla Brady hasn't had it in a good few years, at least, if not more. Like, you know,
that
he
is
left
true.
Her
I felt like that. I felt like that about Alexis when she finally hooked up with Sean. I said, that's the first good thing she had in so long. I said, he finally knocked the cobwebs out after 5 years of a dry spell.
I know,
spin.
And then that's all you get. Absolutely.
God, and she
well,
used him up.
I am.
That's how I felt, though, about Steve and Kayla. All they did was kiss, and then they faded to black, and then it's 5 hours later, and Kayla's dressed in her robe and all that, like, stupid. Yes, Cody.
Before we go any further, I'm going to do announcements real quick before we go any further.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Okay. I came up for the show. There will be no show February 9th because I'll be out of town.
Because somebody's taking an impromptu vacation in the middle of February.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's continue.
Unless you have something up your sleeve, Em, that I don't know about, unless you have something up your sleeve
that
I
know
about.
Of. 3 days from
okay,
now,
good.
I'm about to have a show.
Good. And February 16th, we have a singer-songwriter, Amy Jo Potter, joining us. And also, Saturday, February the 20th, there will be the an OG3 recap, y'all. So.
What day is that?
February the 20th.
Why is there no OG3 recap February 20th?
I'm going to a concert.
Oh, I forgot that.
Yeah.
Well, I can have a GH3 gap, but it'll be boring if I'm alone. I'll make Devon come talk to me for an hour.
Listen, anytime you need me, anytime you need me.
That will be fine.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, you're
babe.
Always welcome. But
yes,
he can co-host with me on the 20th since he'll be gone. But now that
okay.
that is settled, we didn't do prime let's performer. So who was your standout this week?
Standout character
it's a hard
this
question,
week.
I know.
Lord, it wasn't a lot to be honest, because a lot of them I just want to slap shit out of. But
amen. Oh, me too. Like that
I think
me
Hayden,
every day.
I think Hayden Barnes Cassadine. I like her.
Princess
I really
Cassadine.
Do.
I love
oh,
her.
God.
And I think Rebecca Buddick's fantastic.
A lot of people are annoyed
and
with her, but I'm intrigued by her. I find her interesting. Because you
I
never
love
know.
Her.
She's a
I
wild.
Think she's great.
She's what I like to call. She's what I like to call a wild card. Because
mm-hmm.
in this
yeah.
whole scenario, when Tracy's trying to get ELQ back, Nicholas is trying to trust her. You don't know who she's gonna double cross. She could double cross either one of them, or she could double cross both of them and get everything. But
right.
she has a safety net. If they get a divorce, you get a cushy $5 million.
I
True.
Think she's actually genuinely in love with him, though, and she doesn't want
to. Yeah, I'm starting to think,
Tracy
yeah,
says.
I think so, too. I think so,
yeah.
too. So Tracy better have another game plan here.
Right.
Well, if cancer gets her, then we won't have to worry about it.
Oh, God. I can't
I'm
go on this show without Tracy.
Person. Yeah, I love her, too. I'm just joking.
No, I said
right,
something
Cody,
similar, though,
time.
About Sonny. I said something similar about
Thank
Sonny.
You.
I hope he stayed in the chair because he's more smarter that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's cool, like calmer
he's
more and
more intriguing
collected
that
way.
So, but
all right, Cody, yours.
My prime performer. Oh God. I can't pick one. Let's just.
No, you have to pick. That is a cop out. You have to pick. Like we've had this
I
fight
can,
so
but
many
it'll
times.
Be,
like
we can't do pick. Plead the fifth.
I can.
Yeah,
but,
you don't get to
the,
plead the fifth.
The list will be a mile long.
you can narrow it down to two or three.
Okay, two for me. I liked
okay.
Ava this week. Ava was just
okay.
just a. Of course, I just adore Mara West anyway. That's just yeah.
But Ava's such a bitch.
And
I love Mara.
Like
and,
she is.
And I've been a big a Billy Miller fan since his All My Children days. So that's two actors that I'm really high on. So.
Good choice. Okay, well, I'm going to go with Hayden / Rebecca Buddy because I'm feeling Hayden Barnes this week. Well, now Hayden Barnes Cassadine. But, you know, let's see who else. Well, can we? We'll give props to Carly for yesterday for being nice to Liz because I know it hurt.
That was a shock.
I tweeted out. I tweeted something. I said, "Wow, when's the last time Carly was actually nice to Liz or something like that?" It was.
Well, she actually.
It was hilarious.
I think she actually said to Liz, "The only reason I'm being nice to you is because of the circumstances or something like that."
Mm-hmm.
Like, or normally yeah. I wouldn't be like this, but, you know, circumstances. And I was like, Carly.
You know,
I'm
that's what
so
I love
Carly.
About Carly. She's blunt. She's very blunt.
Yeah.
She is blunt.
I don't like it.
I think it was at the wrong time, but she was blunt, but it was at the wrong time.
Yeah, like I love how she's like, look, I don't like you, but I'm going to be nice to you because it was a bad circumstances. Like, I just love her. I am team
honest and
Carly,
horrible.
For sure.
People have to love to hate Carly. It's like a love-hate relationship with her. Some
but
days I
love her,
some days I want to slap her.
Yeah, like when she's an overbearing mama.
Exactly.
Like,
oh, she's annoying.
Chill.
Yeah, she needs to. She has no chill button at all.
Yeah,
Sunny
and
needs
sometimes
to rein
I
her
love
in.
Her because she's up in everybody's face and everything. But I also, I also like Laura this week, even though she's only on that one day when Tracy. I love her sarcasm, like, towards this whole Nick and Hayden thing. Like, she's got such an attitude about it, and I think it's funny.
Laura needs a lover.
But, amen. It's been
a
good
she needs a lover.
Long time for her.
She needs a lover and a job.
Yeah, she needs something to
she
do.
She really
for
does.
Sure.
I was hoping
and
that they would have went with the storyline with Deception Cosmetics.
Yeah,
I was hoping
I
they would have.
Yeah.
But I would love that for her to actually have, you know, a life and a. They're saying that she's going to have a love interest, but we don't know who yet. And Jeannie has said, like, a couple times recently that she doesn't know yet either. Like, they won't
hopefully
tell her
it's not
yet
Scott.
Until it's time.
We
no,
do not need
not
Scott and Laura 3.0. That is over. We don't need
Scott
and Laura 3.0.
No,
Scott.
We do not need that.
Scott is an ambulance chaser lawyer. I like that.
Yeah, I make fun of Scott so often, like to Cody and to everyone else.
Haven't
yeah.
you noticed
like,
his tight suits?
Of...
his
yeah,
suits don't fit.
It's like, yeah, those are the same suits he wore in 90. That's why. Like, he needs to, like, you know, size up.
But
I
you know.
Funny.
I will tell you this, though. I'm loving the one-liners and the zingers that they're writing for Scotty lately. I'm loving
yeah,
the zingers
like
and the one-liners.
Yeah, like when he was Johnny, but I still hate him so much, and I hate that hairdo.
Hmm. Right. Oh,
I got that blonde hairdo.
Yeah.
What is with that? Look, okay, but Ken Schreiner is trying to, like, be youthful. Like, he wears, like, some crazy outfits. Like, if you follow him on Twitter... he wears some ridiculous outfits, and he, like, rides around on a Vespa like he's, you know, 20. I don't think it's cute. I think he needs to take
I think it's a 20-year delayed. I think it's a 20-year
yeah.
delayed midlife crisis.
Yeah, so
I think that's what it might
be.
You know, though, we haven't spoken about the elephant in the room. Dante,
what?
Lulu, Valerie.
Oh, that would be the one. Oh, I hate them all.
Listen, Lulu... I give her so much respect because of the fact that I felt like Maxie and Dylan were being childish, telling her she needs to leave the bar or go somewhere else, or telling Nathan to get Dante out of there. First of all, they're all adults. You don't have to leave. You know, you all live in the same city.
Yeah.
You're going to run into each other. But I have respect for her because she was the bigger person. She apologized to Valerie. Do I think she owe her an apology? Not really. But she do owe her an apology for getting Johnny involved. And I think that's it. That's all. I think she was wrong for involving Johnny in this. That's where I draw the line. That's it. And I couldn't stand that Valerie was sitting there so smug. She was so smug.
And the fact that Valerie was like, I don't accept your apology. Like, you screwed her husband. You better be accepting it. You better be making peace.
My
like
thing
you
was,
a chance.
When she did that, I said, you know what, Lulu, since she officially said she don't accept your apology, I would just say, bitch, bye, and kept walking.
Same. I wanted her to, like, be like, okay, fine. Fine. Be that way.
No.
Now,
we've only got, like, 5 minutes, so I'm going to get off here. Devon, it was a great talking to you, buddy.
Yes,
and
it was great with you.
Cody, you're not leaving me. I'm not closing off the show alone because it's real weird to talk to myself. Sorry. You're going to have to stay. Straight up. See, Cody does that, but it freaks me out.
But you're more than welcome on the show anytime you want to come back on, buddy. You're
thank
more
you.
Than welcome on anytime.
I would love to.
Please
I really
come
would.
Back.
I would love
it
to.
Was hilarious
I would love
and it was
to.
Fun.
Yes, absolutely.
So we will see when we see. Cody, go ahead.
So I'm going to go.
I will write you on Twitter. We can talk on Twitter, and we can set up another date.
For sure.
Sounds good.
Because I would love to come back. I would love it. Especially after Helena's will reading. I would love it. We have to discuss that.
That is so classic soap to me, and I'm so intrigued.
It is.
You know?
I agree. All right, y'all.
But I can't wait for that.
I just want to say this really quick.
Okay.
There may, from what I heard from the will reading, there may be a secret Cassadine, maybe Stefan's daughter, that Helena's going to reveal. In her will.
I think I might have read that on a website somewhere. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I really heard. I can't wait. All
right.
Yeah, I can't
wait. I'm out, y'all.
All righty.
I will text you for the show, okay?
Okay, bye, babe.
Great to meet you, Cody.
You too, Devon. All right, bye, y'all.
All right, well, that has been a somewhat successful / chatty GH recap for everyone listening. We appreciate Devon stopping by today and chatting with us because, you know, it's always nice to have another person to talk our stories with. So thank you all for listening to another episode of Weekdays with Murph, and I'm going to let you go, and I'll chat with you on Twitter, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.